Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back with the County 10 podcast. Shireen, the adventure queen here. I've got some fellas in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Brendan, Mike, and Cade with Maven, Maven Built. How's it going, guys?
It's good. Things are good.
Well, introduce yourselves and tell the folks a little bit about yourself and what you do with Maven.
Sure. I'm Mike Lilligren, one of the three owner-operators of Maven. We each have kind of unique roles, but we lead as a team. So my specific responsibilities are administration and finance. So I get to write the checks, which is always fun. Paying bills is always fun. And then I'm also in charge of customer service and HR and really all the core fun parts of Maven.
I love it.
I'm Brendan Weaver. I'm in charge of design and marketing. So I actually have the fun job. I get to be in charge of making stuff look cool.
Well, it looks cool. So good job.
Thanks.
And I'm Cade Mastis, and I'm in charge of operations, so I make sure stuff gets out the door every day, and I have the added fun part of having the largest department, so get to deal with a lot more people than everyone else, but they're fun, and it's a good crew, so I like that part of it.
It really is a fantastic crew. Just recently had the ribbon cutting for the new facility located in Lander, Wyoming, on Pronghorn Drive, which was very fitting. Who, I forgot, at the ribbon cutting, we talked about how that name came about. Who wants to give that story real quick?
I can tell that story. So at the old building, when we had our space down off of 4th Street behind Napa, before we filled it up with people and stuff, we had a little room inside dedicated to a kind of a lounge, employee lounge, and we had hung some Pronghorn heads up, and we called it kind of jokingly the Pronghorn Lounge. And as we started designing the new building, we wanted to kind of focus around that piece of it, and we built a Pronghorn Lounge in the new building. And then when we found out that the street hadn't been named yet and we had an opportunity to do it, we kind of like that idea of keeping with the Pronghorn theme and talked to Joe Artery, the developer, and the city, and we were able to name it Pronghorn Drive. We also got to pick our address because we were the first one on the block and it had to fit within the convention, but we picked 1042, which is the most common binocular size in the world, and so we were able to kind of finagle that into the system as a little subtle joke to ourselves.
Well, I think I feel like Pronghorn fits well, too, because just recently Maven volunteered as one of the great teams and also sponsors of the Wyoming Wildlife Federation Wild Game Cookoff, and it was just phenomenal. But at the very end of the night, I was starving. I emceed the gig, and I was getting hangry, and everybody was out of food. But the gentleman with Maven popped out this antelope leg and put it on the grill. And I just listened to a podcast about that being the best way to prepare Pronghorn. It was phenomenal. Now, I didn't get the elk earlier in the night, but I'm just going to say it right now. That Pronghorn was better than the elk, and he shaved it like right off the leg, too. So I don't know. Just when I think about your guys' address, too, and that food, I'm like, wow. And that even comes together for me more now.
Well, and it's so Wyoming. I mean, that's part of the, you know, our passion about the entire thing and why we're here is we're passionate about Wyoming. We're passionate about Lander, and we love Pronghorn hunting. And so it just really ties into who we are as a group and what our passions are for the community.
One of the funny things about that event was it wasn't long ago when if there was an event happening and it was in Maven anything, it was the three of us and maybe a couple other people. And we've gotten to the point now where the three of us weren't even really invited, you know, so it's which was awesome.
That's okay.
You know, it was a group of people that really had fun with it and they did a great job. So it was, they were very proud. We got pictures of it. But that was a really cool thing for us, I thought.
It is nice when you build something and you build it so well and you get a good team, good crew, good employees, very important to have. But when you have that and you have that loyalty as well, you're able to trust them to represent you the way that your brand is meant to be represented. And they did a phenomenal job. They were very kind to everybody. They were trying to make sure everybody, including myself, who was getting very hangry at the end of the night, was fed. And so, Mike, you mentioned too, and I think it's so cool, with the Pronghorn leg on the grill, It's like Wyoming's version of like the spigot, the skewer, you know, where we're talking about shaving the meat off. Definitely something that I'm going to trademark or bring up for you from time and time again, I'm sure. Well, let's go back to the beautiful building and facility. Speaking of winning the Wild Game Cook-Off, got a pretty cool award from that, pretty cool prize. So where do you guys put all your awards now? Are they in the bathroom like celebrities or? Because you guys are winning accolades, it seems like, more frequently than not.
The things that we've gotten from like publications, editorial, that type of stuff, we really try to put it around the building for people to see that come through on a tour. But a lot of the stuff like that, that's employees getting stuff, we have it in there in, you know, if they want an award, then it's hopefully in the area where they can show their family and their friends.
Right now, that award's hanging in the Pronghorn Lounge.
Good.
Right, which is where mostly we eat and drink and be merry and those kinds of things. So yeah, that's it. It's fitting where it's sitting right now, but I think probably it'll end up near Craig's office. I think it was Craig's.
Yeah, he got a trophy and
the trophy.
Cool cutting, like a sage.
Cool cutting board, yeah.
A cutting board made out of sagebrush, which was awesome.
Oh, I didn't realize it was made out of sagebrush.
But the coolest award that we have that travels, well, there's a couple. We play putt-putt because we're also a golf brand. We have a golf range finder and we play putt-putt every Friday afternoon. So there's a traveling belt and every week the person that wins it gets the belt and they also get the front parking space.
He's only mentioning this because he is the current champ. Right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's that's that. The only reason he brought it up.
Yeah.
But by also, belt, he means a WWE.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's a belt.
That's the only kind of belt you should be wearing from winning an award.
And you need to write your name on the back of it with the date. We've been doing it for over 2 years now. And so.
What a cool tradition.
Weekly. It's a great reason. It's a great excuse to get everybody together because, especially in the new building, it's so large. You know, key and engraving in the back might not see Cody upstairs on a regular basis, but this is a reason to get everybody together once a week and hang out and see each other and compete for a prize. And we track, you know, what departments won it the most, what individuals won it the most. And sometimes there's themes, sometimes it's just random. But you'd think after 2 years it'd be getting tired, but I think people jump into it every week with enthusiasm, designing holes. Each department designs a hole and hosts.
That's sweet.
So we move around the building each week and kind of move into everybody's areas. So it gives us that opportunity to see each other and harass each other a little bit.
And have a little friendly competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you'd be amazed how hard it is to put a golf ball on concrete.
I'm terrible at golf. I'm just interested in this golf range finder, which I feel like I definitely need. But that's a great recruitment tool, too. I've already heard folks talk about everybody's going to want to work for Maven or wants to work for Maven. And I'm sure you get your handful of resumes and applications. But having a bonding event like that and bringing in camaraderie, too, is definitely a great tool for recruiting. We talk about that a lot in Wyoming, in Fremont County, too. Sometimes it is hard to recruit people here to the area, depending on whether it be housing, pricing, on and so forth. But when you add extra things like a putt-putt golf tournament where you get a cool WWF belt to be toting around and to brag and have fun, that definitely helps. Let's move on. We were just talking about, Brendan, you said the optics for golf. And I think so many people, when they hear of optics and binoculars and rangefinders, scopes, they are instantly thinking of hunting. But there are a number of other reasons people are using or should be using good optics. I'm finding out that I definitely need that for golf. But whether it be Audubonning, you know, bird watching for those, which I'm going to do when I'm older. I used to have this guy that I'd go steelheading with, and he would never fish. He was just always looking at the birds. Yeah, he was getting a little up there and couldn't really fly fish as well, so he decided to just use the float trip as a bird watching endeavor. Hiking for folks that are recreationalists outdoors, obviously for hunters, even for fly fishers. People instantly, right? You probably get that all the time. Just think you guys are all crazy hunters and all of this is used for hunting, right?
Kind of depends on the area of the country. You know, the biggest use of optics in general is shooting versus hunting, more competitive target shooting, especially East Coast users. You have this large group of people that own guns, shoot them, but the majority of gun owners will never hunt. They'll either target shoot or self-defense, and so that's a pretty large market. But the diverse use of optics that we hear people come to, you know, we do all these consumer shows around the country, why people are looking, want to see something closer is varied for sure. We get tank inspectors that, you know, have to get inside tanks and look at the welds up on top to certify them, and they need optics that will work in a dark tank to look up there, or fly fishing guides who are floating down the river and they want to see, you know, the waves clear below them, and just about anything you can imagine, checking on your neighbors.
checking tags that I work a show in Vegas almost every December, which is corresponds with the National Finals Rodeo. And we get a lot of cowboys coming through, and a lot of them are checking ear tags, and they just want to be able to check tags from a distance and not have to be right up on top of their cows. And yeah, and then we do a number of birding shows. Bird watching is a huge growing industry that, I mean, you know, when you include backyard birders in the market, it may be one of the largest ones out there. And it's certainly, it for use of optics, it's their primary tool. So, you know, it's when you talk about hunting, you know, your primary tool is not always your optic, but everybody needs some. But for birding, that's all you got. So that's, can't do it just your eyes.
I'm sure in marketing that takes a certain method then too, because you really do have a lot of different angles you have to try to appeal to. And of course, being in Wyoming, the appeal a lot of times is hunting. Would you agree here?
Yeah, I think so for sure. And it's with the many different avenues that we got to try to approach. We're pretty lucky to have one of the guys, the guy that served you the antelope, does a lot of our content, most of our content. So photo, video, and he's very deep into all of that bird watching, hunting. And so he's out actually doing it. And what's cool is you can do it right here. So it's not like he has to travel, you know, around the world to go do it. You can do a lot of that right here. He gets to go do it. And you had asked, you know, before we got on here about, you know, are we all hunters now? Well, we are the supervisors of all the hunters now. You know, I think the misconception is that when you're in this industry, you hunt a lot. Well, we spend a lot of time looking at our screens, and then we allow a lot of the people that work for us, because we need that sort of content. Plus, they're all in this.
So that's like built-in work hours to go hunting?
Yes. For sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
What an appeal. With the new building, it's beautiful. And how do people get tours if they just randomly pop in, call? Do they need to set that up?
You can stop by and we can give you a tour. Pretty much, we don't schedule specific tours. If we want to go a little bit more in depth, it always helps to call ahead and make sure that we have the staffing to do it, because as we mentioned, we've got a lot of staff, especially this time of year, starting to get out to hunt. So a lot of people are going to be doing that. But great to call ahead, but you can stop in and we'll show you around. We usually have some customer service staff that are available to break away and show people around the building. And we have people coming around pretty much every day right now. Most of them are local, but we do have a bunch of, you know, a number of people that swing by as we are now becoming more known on the travel route. Anytime we can bring more people to Lander, we're psyched about that.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, a big increase in Yellowstone National Park with 63% visitation up for July. And Lander is one of, you know, the funnels, the gateways to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Park. So I just can't wait to see this area expand. And I have to ask, because you guys just got this beautiful new building. It's awesome. You've had the ribbon cutting. Is there anything that would happen, or is there a possibility that you guys would ever leave Lander?
Super volcano.
Okay. Yeah, it could happen.
Short of that.
Then we're all probably leaving.
Well, I mean, no. The funny thing is, I mean, we built Maven to be in Lander. I mean, that's the reason we exist in Lander, because we want to be in Lander. So we were in Lander before Maven, and we wanted to build something that would be sustainable, growable, something we'd be proud of, but the number one rule is to be in Lander. So yeah, we have no intention of leaving.
Now, do you guys sell stuff right at the building, or is mavenbuilt.com the best place for people to go who are local?
Yeah, we sell right out of the building. We have a showroom there. You can come and test all of our products, take a look through everything, and buy right there. Absolutely. We are only open 5 days a week. So we also partner with Wind River Outdoor Company. They have all our products up there. So if you stop by on the weekends, or if you're in the market for something else and already in the outdoor store, you can buy something there. But we are also welcome to stop by Maven anytime.
Now, are you guys planning on building any robot? Every time I ask about advancements with building or machinery or anything where they're using molds, I'm like, are the robots building those? Are you getting the robots inside? Are they going to, you know, I know that that's, well, that's a goofy question.
That's probably actually a good place to clarify what we do here versus what we work with partners on. So our lander facility is our headquarters. It's where we do all of our design and development. It's where we do our packaging, inspection, QC. We're expanding our repair facility. But as far as the optics themselves, they're built primarily in Japan. We do have a small contract facility we work with in San Diego that does final assembly of our premium line. We do have some other partners around the world, but the majority of our stuff is actually built by one of the oldest binocular factories in the world.
Wow.
And they make a very, very high quality product. It's what it's what they specialize in. You don't want me building your binoculars. That would be a bad deal for everybody. So
yes,
we work with people who are very, very good at what they do so that we can do what we're good at, which is play putt-putt and take great pictures.
But advancements, anything down the line as far as some new stuff you'll be? I mean, obviously you will at some point, but any teasers on that front? You just released some new stuff. So
we're always working on new products.
Always.
But we're working with people that I think enjoy working with us because we allow them to help us come up with what's next. They work with other people in the world that produce binoculars, but I think they have a lot of ideas that because they're working on it every day, they know what's possible. We are a lot of times we get the benefit of that. We are definitely working on a bunch of new products. The problem that happens is when we say, this is what we're working on next, it's like it never fails that, oh, that's going to be delayed a little bit. We try to kind of keep that to ourselves now. But we are working on new products in every category, from rangefinders to binoculars, rifle scopes, spotting scopes. We will have new products in all of those categories within the next year.
Wow.
The development lead time for almost all of these things, from concept to actual on the shelf ready to sell, is in most cases 2 to 3 years. So the stuff that's coming out right now and the stuff that's coming out next year, we've been working on it, some of the products, since before the pandemic. So
I'm sure, yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's been a wild ride for the last few years. But so that's why we say we're always working on products. We're starting products now we won't see for 2 years, and we're coming up with stuff at the end of the year, early next year, that we started in 21. So a constantly moving churn, and you're always trying to figure out what's next.
But right.
It's this time gap of how long it actually takes to get it out, and you're trying to forecast if it's still going to be interesting in 2 years. And
we all mentioned the roles that we have in the company, but one of the things we share is product development. So we all sit down together, and you know, in addition to my roles and kind of the function of the company, I'm the specific project manager, product manager for binoculars and spotting scopes. Cade manages rifle scopes and rifle scopes and range finders. Of course, Brendan is involved in design and creation of all of those products. So we meet on those kinds of things pretty much every day to talk about what's going next and what's the various stages of and details of how that's executed.
We talked about what our roles are and how we now have people that do, you know, a lot of the stuff that we all used to do. We're all holding on barely to the fun stuff. And so there are things that we don't want to let go of, that you realize over time, it's like, I gotta let go of some of that stuff. So,
yeah.
But I think product development is something that we probably won't let go of.
Yeah, and part of that is the relationships that Cade mentioned earlier and the suppliers that we work with. The kind of the fundamentals, the foundations of Maven. First, I mentioned Lander, but the second piece is relationships. We really care about the relationships we have with our suppliers, with our employees, with our customers. All of those aspects are super, super important to us. And we don't want to work with people we don't want to work with, but we really want to work with people we do want to work with.
Yeah, people still buy from people. I mean, matter what AI, yeah. What computer-generated stuff, people buy from people. And I have this great idea of something you should look into. I just most recently realized, of all the times I've been outdoors, I mean, I hunt, fly fish, hike, I've never deployed bear spray, which is a good thing, right? I also don't know how to use it. I found out once I was recently talking with Game and Fish. And so I thought, can I get a wrist thing that has the bear spray on it, like a Spider-Man spider web thing? Just shoots it out.
Accidentally scratch your face.
Yeah. I mean, besides those things, Kate, that I'll definitely do. I'm like sitting here thinking, like, is there an easier way to get bear spray in something when we're out and about?
There you
creating?
Go. It's another business for you to start.
See?
Yeah, the invention process, though, is not easy. And you guys know that and have already, talked a little bit about that. But it really isn't. When you guys were starting, give me a little bit of that background and the grueling day in, day out.
Go ahead.
I don't even know where to start on that.
Mike's like
the adventures in growing a business and developing product are, as you mentioned earlier, vast, and you never know what's going to happen next. I mean, we started this business from the very early days with relationships from the supplier end. So we were having the conversations about the products before we had even incorporated it as a company. And so we are starting to sit down and have those conversations. What can be unique? What can be creative? How can we set our niche? And our first niche was to be direct to consumer. And so it was really important for us to be direct, partly for the relationships and the sales piece, but also for the pricing piece, because it gave us an opportunity to make the best product out there for a really achievable price point.
And nobody was doing it.
Exactly. And so that was our first niche that we really pursued. And we pursued that with our very first development partners, our manufacturing partners. The second piece was customization. And so we sat down, oddly enough, with the originator of County 10 and talked through some of those ideas and bounced that off a lot of different people that we knew in the industry and built this very unique way to build custom items. And so those were kind of the early day conversations. And like I said, those were happening really before Maven even existed, before it had a name, before it had a bank account. And so that kind of interchange was really early. At the time, we were renting a really small little building down on North 4th Street. Cade and I had an office there. We had a little warehouse. And Brendan's office was at the County 10 offices at the time. So this is...
We did. When people came to town and they wanted to see our optics operation, we would say, let's just meet at the coffee shop.
Yeah. You don't want to see this concrete building.
Wow. And it's... Now look at it.
Yeah.
And yeah,
now everybody...
That's always the fun story. Does. People walk in, they see our building, they're like, oh, must be nice. I'm like, you know what? It is nice, because 10 years ago, we were driving around sleeping in the back of my pickup truck, staying at KOAs and doing shows, trying mm-hmm. to pitch these things at consumer shows around that people had never heard of. And they walk up and they go, $1,000 optic of a company that started yesterday? I don't think so. And it's that old hair care commercial, they tell two friends and they tell two friends and so on and so on. And it took a while for it to get the ball rolling. And we still to this day remember our first sale, who it was to, where it was, what it was.
Yeah, we were just talking about that guy a couple of weeks ago. And, it was just the three of us shipping every day. But when we had to travel these shows, we weren't in town to ship the maybe four or five boxes that went out a week. And so we had this friend of ours just stop by in the middle, and he would just stop by in the middle of the night and package whatever shipments are in the queue. And we just gave him a pair of binoculars and said, hey, if you'll do this for us, we'll give you these binos. And I think he still uses those binos. And now he works for us all the time. And he's a planner and a scheduler and a buyer. And so it's, you do what you have to do in the beginning, whatever it takes. And then as you grow, you bring more great people onto the team. But now we're all doing whatever it takes.
And Mike, it sounded like you had a fun summer too. Where were some of your adventures to?
Oh, well, yeah, I just got back from a trip to France. So I was,
That's cool.
That was my little play with my family, which was really fun. But actually went over there originally for some work. We sponsor some competitive archery teams around the world. We just signed a 3-year agreement with the French national team.
Sweet.
And that's where the Olympics will be next year. So we actually went to the Olympic course for archery, and first we watched a bunch of practice rounds. We have a bunch of friends on U.S. team, German team, of course now French team, Israeli team. We have archers that are either using our gear or people we've met over the years that are doing competitive archery. So we went to watch the practice rounds, and then we went to the finals, and so that was great. And now we've actually just solidified an agreement with the U.S. team as well. So
congratulations.
And then I just piggybacked on top of that, decided to stay in France for a week or so.
Yeah, it seems like a cool place.
Just playing.
Yeah, well, Maven is all, like we'd said, all over the world, and we've talked about that too, but right here, your headquarters in Lander, Wyoming, and it's such a cool it's cool for us to brag, just so you know, when we get to invite our friends, and especially if I have hunting, or I have a lot of archery friends too as well. So I can't wait to share some of that sponsorship information as well. You guys all family men as well. Which one of you just had the kid heading to or graduating high school?
My son graduated last year.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. So
so we just sent him off to school 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
He started football probably 2 days after we dropped him off, and then they start school the 11th of September. So it was our first
college drop-off.
Kicking our first out of the nest, and it was not easy for mom and dad.
Aw, well, hopefully it's a good year, good football season as well.
It'll be great.
You'll be able to visit and stuff. How about you, Cade?
I have three. I have two kids that have graduated, and then I have a 13-year-old that she's just kicking off, getting rolling in school. And
that's a fun age.
Forward to hunting season and ski season, so.
Oh, cool. Cool. The kiddos and hunting too as well. And that's Maven promotes that consistently on getting the youth involved with not just hunting, but outdoor recreation too. We talked about the use of your guys' stuff is more than just hunting. But for our area in particular, a lot of times we're talking about getting the youth into the outdoors. And part of that is hunting or shooting or archery as well. So thanks again for all you guys do for the community. And I know you sponsor things well outside of Wyoming too. So thank you for that. I think that's fantastic. I know a lot of folks are like, local, 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 which we always want to be. But when you see a success story like Maven and you're able to share that wealth outside of our area in many different ways, it's cool to see because it really all comes back to us. People are looking at Lander, and it's going to grow too, being that gateway, that funnel into Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Park. I just know that we're going to see a big influx here too as well. So are you guys hiring for any positions? Are you guys looking for anybody?
We just hired someone just actually a week ago. She started a week ago. We don't have any open positions right now, but we definitely have some growth opportunities that are happening. So there's going to be some hiring definitely before the end of the year. So keep your eyes open in that area. But yeah, we don't have anything open at this moment.
Did we miss anything, guys? Anything we need to talk about with Maven?
We'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Is it September now?
Yeah. So we're going to have a big sale through the website. All of our talked about our customization. If you
get on and build a custom, all the custom parts of that are free. So we're going to do that through September. That's worth noting.
Definitely. Cool. 10-year anniversary.
10 years old. 10 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Are you guys going to have a party or?
We have a party almost.
Yeah, every Friday. I forgot. So yeah.
So yeah.
The putt-putt party will be the 10-year anniversary putt-putt party.
That's right.
Well, make sure you go visit them, Pronghorn Drive in Lander, mavenbuilt.com. And if you're listening to this and you're one of our great tourists or our great visitors that are coming through to head to the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which we're technically in, make sure you stop by too. You can give them a call or you can just swing in and they'd love to show you around their beautiful facility. And can't wait to come back and visit. And again, congratulations on the Wild Game Cook-Off and the award there. It's great to see folks like yourself in competitions like that and taking and beating out Game and Fish.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they get for good.
I think they were cooking roadkill.
They probably were, yeah.
Hey, it's legal now.
It is, yeah, exactly.
They won with that the year that we all competed with them.
Yeah, it's our first competition.
Yep.
Wow. Looking back, it's cool to look forward to as well. Well, Mike, Brendan, Cade, it's been a pleasure. I love having you on the County 10 podcast. I hope to get you back on again as in the next year you'll have some new releases and stuff. It'd be great to chat about that. And again, we have listeners all over the country. They're not just hunters, but recreationists, Audubon folks too as well. So encourage you to check out Maven's optics and rifle scopes, rangefinders, and more, mavenbuilt.com. Gentlemen, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy, and we'll get you back on, all right?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.